It's Mitski, helping us close up shop. My love, mine, all mine. Bringing this episode of The Cafe to a close. Thanks to affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. A show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Como estas? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, electronic, tropical, and indie music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Prepare yourself to expand your mind today with the power of music alone. No additional substances required. This is a very special episode as we're delving into the past, present, and future of Latin psychedelia. Definitely one of my favorite genres of all. Something we have in common, correct, hermano?
Yes, Ernesto. I'm a big fan of psychedelic music, and especially Latin psychedelic music. And, I'm happy we're doing this episode. I know we do it every couple of years, and there's always so much to share. This first group that we're going to play, I'm actually friendly with both members, and talk about two gentlemen who have a number of side projects. I'm talking about the group Ocote Soul Sounds. Very soulful, very psychedelic group. The two instigators are Adrian Quesada, who we're going to hear solo music from later in this episode, but Adrian, of course, being the instigator of Black Pumas, a wildly popular artist, at least in the AAA or adult album alternative radio format, which many of the stations that air our show are on. And then Adrian, of course, is also a member of Grupo Fantasma, and what else? Brownout, and so many other groups. And then he partnered up with my friend Martin Perna from King Chongo and Antibala. So, I mean, between the two of these guys, there's probably at least 10 groups out there, all making amazing music, but Ocote Soul Sounds might be my favorite of all of their projects. I'm very fond of this song, En el Temblor, or In the Earthquake. It is from, I believe, their 2012 album, Taurus. Enjoy these psychedelic, groovy sounds.
Yeah. dame la mano. Voy a la orilla del mar. Voy a bañarme yo en el agua de Yemayá. Voy a la orilla del mar. Voy a bañarme yo en el agua de Yemayá. No queda casa.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today, an episode devoted entirely to the lovely shades of Latin psychedelia, which includes, of course, forays into the music of Brazil, the music of Peru, and salsa. Psychedelia really made an impact on all the Fania artists in the late 60s. We just listened to Grazing in the Grass, a Latinized version by the inimitable pianist and bandleader Larry Harlow, with vocalist Ismael Miranda, incredibly young, still a teenager at the time. This is from 1968. This is from an iconic Fania album. Great images on the cover. Orquesta Harlow presenta a Ismael Miranda. It's the introduction where Larry Harlow paired up with the finest singer that he ever had the chance to record with, Jesús Ismael Miranda. Then, of course, it was a bitter split as Ismael decided to follow an incredibly successful and fruitful solo career. And they reunited briefly for an album called Oportunidad. That's a bit of a rarity in salsa circles. But I really love what they did here, that at the time there was this tradition of combining some straight-ahead salsa numbers with psychedelia, boogaloo, shingaling, Latin soul. And it makes for some really colorful and intense records, wouldn't you say, hermano?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And I told you, I have very fond memories from my childhood of hearing the original version of Grazing in the Grass. And this one just ups the happiness factor for me. And now we're going to go to Brazil for an amazingly psychedelic track from a group that perhaps has one of the more psychedelic names, self-explanatory in this case. The artist is called Glue Trip. And Ernesto, you are absolutely to blame for turning me onto this song probably 2 years ago or so. This group, you know, swirls of electronic and vintage retro psychedelia, and they have very trippy music videos as well. This is one of my favorite tracks, actually, period, in the last couple of years. So let's take a listen to Fancy from the Brazilian psychedelic group Glue Trip.
Yeah. This is the Latin Alternative.
Why, hello there, my pretties. Look at you, you little night owl. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I'm your midday host. But you know, back in my early days, I used to work a lot of overnights. One time I put on American Pie, and I fell asleep on the couch and woke up about a half hour later. So I'm happy that we're here to keep you awake, because sleeping at work is apparently frowned upon. Who knew? So if we are a companion for you during those crazy work hours, and you appreciate what we do, how about becoming a subscribing member? Let's all join the party together. Go to thesocalsound.org right now. Oh, looks like you need to go back to work. But we'll still keep the music going, like we do on the SoCal Sound.
Attention music lovers, are you ready for the ultimate Valentine's experience with Tyler Childers? You and your Valentine could be sitting in your love and in premium seats at Tyler Childers' show at the Kia Forum on April 6th. And to sweeten the deal, we're throwing in a one-of-a-kind, signed Tyler Childers guitar. Here's the deets. We want to connect with you, our amazing listeners, like never before. So how do you get in on this lovely getaway? It's simple. Just head to thesocalsound.org and sign up for our exclusive newsletter. By joining, you'll not only be entered to win premium seats and the signed Tyler Childers guitar, but you'll also gain access to all the hottest updates, giveaways, and insider info straight from the heart of the SoCal music scene. Details at thesocalsound.org.
It's a damn good feeling to run these roads.
It's the beginning of a great adventure.
Hi, this is Bob Goodman. In case you haven't heard, Whole Nother Thing is moving to a new time.
After midnight.
A new day, Thursdays after midnight, right here on the SoCal Sound. The beginning of a great new adventure. So please join me Thursdays after midnight.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative, and that was the Lebron Brothers, or actually, as they were known back at the time in 1967, the Lebron Brothers Orchestra. We listened to Summertime Blues, and since we've done Latin psychedelia before, hermano, I wanted this time to focus on some perhaps lesser known artists. The Lebron Brothers released have an amazing discography. Of course, they went into salsa dura, they went into hardcore salsa in the 70s, but of course anything went in 1967. So this is from an album that's called Psychedelic Goes Latin, very much in the spirit of the time, and it was released on the label Cotique.
And now we're going to go to more contemporary psychedelic. From an artist, Adrian Quesada, we heard one of his many groups, Ocote Soul Sounds, at the start of the show. And Adrian put out a great album on Dave Matthews Band's label, ATO Records, last year. The album was called Jaguar Sounds. He happened to collaborate with one of my favorite artists in the past few years. He collaborated with Neil Francis, who's just an amazing artist to check out in his own right. I believe Neil joins just to play piano on this track. It's a lovely psychedelic instrumental. This is Starry Nights from Adrian Quesada featuring Neil Francis off the album Jaguar Sounds.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative in a special psychedelic episode. You just heard Beretta 89 from Monterrey, Mexico's Plastilina Mosh. It's a fun instrumental track. I actually had the privilege of releasing a live version of that for a KCRW benefit album called Sounds Eclectico. Gosh, 15, 20 years ago. But the studio version of that record is fantastic as well. So we just heard that one. It came out originally back in 2000. And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. What do we have next, hermano?
Well, hermano, now that I got psychedelic salsa out of my system with those tracks by Orquesta Harlow and Lebron Brothers, I wanted to explore some other faces of psychedelia in Latin America. And of course, we're going to go to Argentina, where psychedelia arrived together with the classic albums by the Beatles, like Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's. So we're going to listen to La Barra de Chocolate. This is a band that existed very briefly, and it was led by Ramon Alberto Garcia, better known as Pajarito Saguri, Little Bird. That was his nickname, Pajarito. And we're going to listen to a track, it's the opening track. La Barra de Chocolate released a single album in 1970. It opens with Si supiera esta niña. And, you know, if you speak Spanish, if you can understand Spanish, you're going to have a blast with his lyrics. They're so pompous and so serious in their bohemian and radical tendencies. So this is a conversation. It's a young man meeting a beautiful girl, but she's such a snob and she's so taken with materialism. So she asks him about the car that he owns and do your parents have a house in Pinamar? That's a coastal city of the time where people had a holiday home. And it's really hilarious. And so it's so sweet, really, so naive. And I love the sonics, very much seeped in psychedelia. This is we're traveling in time back to 1970 in Buenos Aires. La Barra de Chocolate, Si supiera esta niña.
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. Time for a quiz. When is the best part of the week? You over there with the long hair and guitar.
Is it Friday on a Friday every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound with me and Julie Slater on the radio?
That is correct, young man. You win $8 billion. Now get over here and pick some music. Friday on a Friday, every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative and a special episode on Latin psychedelic sounds from LA. We just heard the band Jungle Fire with Quémalo. And one of the things I love about Jungle Fire is just how they could easily pass for a group that's, you know, happens to be in the early 1970s. But no, they are quite contemporary and I've heard quite great live as well. That track is taken from, I believe, their 2017 album, Jungle Fire.
Now, Armando, we're going to go to Uruguay. Last year, I compiled a list for Rolling Stone magazine of the 50 greatest albums of Latin American rock. It ended up causing a bit of a controversy throughout Latin America, I have to say, and many of the complaints were geared towards my decision to feature some of the classic early rock Latinoamericano records. And of course, I included Totem from Uruguay, which was also seeped in psychedelia, especially their seamless first album, the self-titled Totem record from 1971. This is a band that is illustrious in the history of Uruguayan music. And as a founding member, it included Rubén Rada, a master of Latin music, who is fortunately still with us, and he has had an incredibly prolific career. This is the sound known as candombe rock, but it also flirted with jazz and psychedelia. We're going to listen to my favorite track from the Totem album. Just beautiful. La lluvia cae para todos igual by Totem.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a special episode dedicated to Latin psychedelic sounds. We just heard, I think, a group that Ernesto and I can very much always agree upon, El Chicano, and the track Se Fue Mi, Chachita. You know, Ernesto and I both love El Chicano and their kind of soulful grooves, sometimes psychedelic, sometimes not. And we've talked often about the contributions of Rudy Regalado as well. But this is actually one of my favorite El Chicano songs. It's not necessarily their most famous, but it's, to me, it's a classic.
So, hermano, we've already touched on psychedelic salsa. We've touched on contemporary Latin psychedelia and on psychedelic rock from Uruguay and Argentina. And we're missing Brazil. This is perhaps the country that had a more determined desire to just delve completely into psychedelia. There's so much. I mean, there are compilations dedicated to Brazilian psychedelia. And of course, we did not feature Os Mutantes, the classic album, because this is, I guess this episode is more like advanced psychedelia. We already did Latin Psychedelia 101. This is more advanced tracks. But we did, however, I felt that we needed to feature a track from Clube da Esquina from 1972. This is the epic, this is one of the best Latin albums ever recorded. A collaboration between Milton Nascimento, Lo Borges, and some other geniuses that were populating the Brazilian music scene at the time, inspired by the Beatles, psychedelia, by Brazilian religious music, by samba, I mean everything. And it's so deeply psychedelic in nature and spirit. I picked, we've already played so many tracks from Clube da Esquina throughout the years. I picked a more obscure tune that is absolutely enchanting. From Clube da Esquina, this is Lo Borges with Paisagem da Janela, The Landscape Through the Window.
Você não quer acreditar. A noite quando volta traz estrelas no embornal, cofres do sertão que semeia no quintal.
Descendo no horizonte, ele tira seu chapéu, olhando um olho d'água que cuspia para o céu. Na folhagem do color, pés de uma manhã, passeando pela mão. O vento no seu rosto sopra leve, tira o sol, como tira o pó de um velho paletó. E pondo os pés na lama, seu sapato feito só de barro pra ser gasto quando então pisar na grama.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative in a special episode dedicated to Latin psychedelic sounds. We just heard the Brazilian artist Arthur Verossai with the track Caboclo. It came out back in 1972. Admittedly, I wasn't really a fan of Arthur's music until just a year ago. I think I went down a rabbit hole after Ernesto picked a track of his last year. And Ernesto, if I'm not mistaken, he's kind of had a bit of, I guess you could say, a comeback, like been discovered by a wave of younger folks.
And I would say that's completely associated with a resurgence in neo-psychedelia, spearheaded mainly by Tame Impala. But so many artists, I think, from the 90s onwards until today. And we have people like Blue Trip and Unidad y Armonía in Spain, and of course Tame Impala, all these artists who are falling in love with the old psychedelic records, and they want to make music that sounds just like their heroes. Fortunately, Arturo is still with us, so he became one of those living